Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Over 100 years, Gillette has stood with men through early mornings, late evenings and everything in between. Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're going to move on because Wales and Warren Gatland announced their squad for the Six Nations today. There's a couple of notable absentees, but equally a couple of interesting selections as well. Beth Fisher is a broadcaster commentator with BBC Sport Wales, and I'm delighted to say she's been waiting patiently on the line. Beth, how are you?
Good evening, how are you?
Great. So yeah, the Six Nations squad, obviously there's no Toby Faletau. I mean, he's so unlucky, and equally as well, Lee Halfpenny, who we haven't seen for the last few weeks, has been included despite the concussion. So what's the overall reaction to the squad?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one to really assess because there's only two players who didn't play in or who played in the autumn squads who haven't been selected for the Six Nations, and that's Tyler Morgan and Luke Morgan. And really, Warren Gatland's gone with tried and tested names, but we've got the likes of Thomas Young, who has come in from Wasps, and he's been talked about a lot and has been kind of, the pundits back here said he's been very unlucky not to be selected for previous squads, but he gets his chance. And we've got the likes of Josh Navidi, he was injured for the Autumn Internationals, coming back. Josh Turnbull, another one, he's played every minute for Cardiff Blues this season, and he hasn't played for a couple of years. And then we've got the likes of Scott Williams, he was injured in the Autumn Internationals, 57 caps, not a bad guy to bring in for the Six Nations tournament.
Lee Halfpenny is somebody that will register obviously with all rugby fans here, and because he's just been a brilliant player over the last few seasons. And I just wonder, is there a sense of concern over him with the concussions that he has been suffering with, Beth, and is there a sense that he's going to come back and actually play a meaningful role in the Six Nations?
Well, I mean, I remember when he got injured just before the last World Cup, and the whole of Wales, I think, went on standby and paused and panicked. But, you know, we managed it. And actually, again, Reese Webb was another got injured, and Gareth Davis came instead of him. So, you know, we like panicking in Wales, you know. We always have a little panic. But I think the Autumn Internationals was a huge turning point for Welsh rugby. It was the first time in the history of the Autumn Internationals that Wales had a clean sweep. Obviously, this is Warren Gatland's last Six Nations, so he's not going to be going to test things out. I think he's going for an absolute win.
Yeah, and the year that's in it as well, with the World Cup as well, you'd imagine, you know, any kind of psychological momentum that is generated from the Six Nations will be massive going into a World Cup. Ken Owens has been picked. Is there any chance that we might see him at number 8, given that Faletau has been ruled out?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I've met Ken Owens and interviewed a few times, and he is just one of the most decent blokes. And for goodness sake, the fact that he's played number 8 now and scored a try on the weekend as well just shows the quality the man. And you know, he is not just a decent man on the pitch, he off the pitch as well, so I wish him all the luck. But I think we're safe to say that he's not going to be number 8 this year. But you know what, there is a little bit of what, that's probably, I guess, the only worry for Warren Gatland, you know, with especially Moriarty out as well, there's not a specialist number 8. A couple of boys can step into that position,
but Josh, I think that's Josh Navidi is one.
Josh Navidi, of course,
yeah.
And he was absolutely outstanding in the last Six Nations, and lucky to be injured in the autumn campaign. But he's one who certainly can step in, and that's what I really love about the Welsh team in the last few years. You know, we're all panicking on the outside, but you know, those boys, they just, as soon as they come on, there's a calmness about them, and they're so confident in their roles and asked to do other jobs. And I think that's a real sign of probably where Wales have come under Warren Gatland.
How is Warren Gatland viewed still in Wales, if you don't mind me asking, Beth?
That's an interesting one, actually. I mean, he's got Wales winning. You know, I remember the days back when I was maybe 10 or 11 years old when I started watching Welsh rugby, and you know, it was 60 odd nil that we'd lose every week. So he's got us winning. Obviously, I think there's a couple of decisions that maybe were out of his hands. I think the Reese Webb scenario, with the fact that obviously he's gone to France now and he can't play, and you know, any team in the world I think would have Reese Webb in it. So I think Warren Gatland, though, overall, he has done Welsh rugby, and you know, huge favours. He's got us winning, he's got us playing exciting rugby, and I think from a PR point of view as well, I think he's dealt with the Welsh public really well. He's kept out of issues that maybe don't belong to him, and just kind of done the talking on the pitch.
And just finally then, I read a story on Wales Online recently that this has been mooted before and didn't actually go through, but that there is a possibility that Cardiff and the Dragons might merge, and also that the Ospreys and the Scarlets might merge in the hope that it will deliver more silverware, particularly in Europe, and I suppose a better spread of results between the regions. Is there any chance that that will happen?
Listen, I'll tell you this now. The Celtic Warriors were got rid of 15 years ago and we're still not over that. So I cannot see there be any type of merging. David Buttress, I think he's, I'm not sure what he is in the Dragons rugby, but he's certainly, I think he's the chairman now. He squashed those rumours straight away. But, you know, it isn't Welsh rugby and it isn't Wales without some sort of gossip, especially with rugby. But, you know, I look at the domestic game. You know, Scarlets did so well last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the Welsh public, we don't attend Pro 14 games like we do Welsh internationals, but we are really, like, for example, like I said again, in the autumn internationals have got a clean sweep. So somewhere something must be going right, you know? So, you know, you've got to be careful what you wish for. Do we want a successful club domestic scene or do we want Wales to be, you know, winning World Cups? And yeah, obviously I'm talking to the Irish public and I think obviously we were so glad that a Southern Hemisphere team beat the All Blacks and we're glad, you know, I think that the Irish will kind of be taking the limelight going into the World Cup because I got a good feeling about Wales this year.
And that will suit Warren Gatland down to the ground as well. Listen, Beth, it's been great to talk to you and I'm sure we'll do it again over the course of the Six Nations. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Super. That's Beth Fisher there. She is a commentator, broadcaster of BBC Sport in Wales. And yeah, just a couple of interesting ones. Warren Gatland, I mean, would you be a fan from his time back here? Yeah,
no, I mean, I agree with everything she says there. I think Wales are you know, it's been kind of building up slowly for them. The pressure's kind of off them. And he mentioned the last Six Nations for Warren Gatland. I think absolutely he's been going out to win this. I think it's, you know, obviously we have to go to Wales this year, don't we? I think it's the second last game. Is that the last game?
Could be the last game, actually. Last game.
Patrick's weekend, so you know, that's going to be a hugely deciding game if it does come down to it. So I think, and I see a few people have kind of tipped Wales to be that kind of dark horse for the World Cup, so I absolutely agree. I think that it is in a good place. The Lee Halfpenny situation is crucial to get him back on the field ASAP. But I certainly think it's, you know, I mean, she mentioned there the fact that, you know, we beat the All Blacks, so we're the team now is kind of, you know, being sort of like, you know, being marked by them, whereas Wales can kind of come in with, under the radar. But look, it'll be it's all to play for in the Six Nations because this is the last chance to prove yourself, and that's why I think Wales will definitely be up for a big Six Nations this year.
This is 2FM.